demolish itself, rendering it useless. And after you've tried to start it up again for the fifth time today, you begin to accept the reality that maybe it's time you and your 12-year-old demo hammer start seeing other people. So it's good to know when things like this do go wrong, you can count on Kennard Tyre to have a range so big, you're bound to find your next partner in crime.
The very best of US racing 7 days a week.
Gunrunner's on top of the world! He wins the Breeders' Cup Classic!
Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
I'm Mo Hope, and I want to tell you about my sister Vinny. She loves watching footy, especially when I'm playing. She loves going shopping, clubbing, and she loves 10-pin bowling, especially when she beats me. She's smart, funny, and the most beautiful person I know. Vinny also has Meebius syndrome, meaning she needs full-time care, and that's the role I've taken on. She's my sister and I love her. That's why I care. This National Carers Week, tell us why you care at the Carers Week website.
Racing Rewind, every Sunday morning from 10:30.
And at 10:30 on this Sunday morning, Andrew Bensley joins us for Pacing Rewind. Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, morning to you, Simon. What a ripper Saturday. Gee, it started early, got through the thoroughbreds and then into the harness racing and greyhounds. We're going to summarise it all in this 30 minutes. Can't wait to listen to all the latest around the TAB million-dollar chase. But gee, it was a nice that was a night last night, dominated in both at Menangle and Melton by trainer Craig Cross. He had a treble down at Melton, and we'll talk to Luke McCarthy on our segment this morning. But Craig himself, the trainer, won the Kevin Newman Cup with Benicio. It started clear favourite, and it jumped quickly to the lead, and it was a real dominant win. It ran 150.6, running home in 26.7, and Todd McCarthy, Simon, he's that driver that really lays back in the cart, that American style, and he was doing it from the very start last night, and it just ran away from them to win by nearly 15 metres last night. It was a really strong performance to win the feature Group 3 Kevin Newman Cup. I love that style, Simon. It's unique and comes out of America, but Todd McCarthy is one that just does it every run.
Yeah, it's almost like skateboarders of the 80s that used to coffin ride.
Yeah,
someone they called Chris Alford's the puppet master, and the ones that play back, they coffin ride.
It's a great little thing, and last night the horse just jumped so quickly, got out of the barrier so quickly, out of the arm, and it was just a dominant win. All right, as I say, we'll talk to Luke McCarthy shortly about the Victoria Cup this Saturday night down at Melton and the activities from last night down there, but we want to talk about tomorrow. It's the big day at Yugara, the public holiday Monday. They love this day out there, and Ben Greenhow from the club is joining us. Ben, good morning to you.
G'day, how you going, guys?
Yeah, very well, mate. This is always a huge day. We know we talk about drought all the time because it's just hitting and impacting so much of New South Wales. How's the area of Yugara?
Oh, Andrew, it's very, very dry, mate, and it's blowing today. So, you know, things are pretty bad around our district, and further west from us, they're even worse. So, you know, anyone with a bit of water allocations, they're looking okay and selling plenty of hay, but, yeah, things aren't real good.
Understand. When would have been the last sort of decent rain, Ben? Because we mentioned it through the week with thoroughbred racing particularly, but there's so much. I mean, the harness and the thoroughbreds must be impacted dearly in all parts of the state.
Yeah, Andrew, we haven't had any decent rain the whole winter, basically, so there's sort of no winter cropping going on. You know, we might get a splash of 5 mils here, 5 mils there, but that, you know, and then the wind blows up and it's gone within a day. So, we haven't had any decent rain for quite some time.
Yeah, okay. So how's, I mean, a race meeting can bring the community together too, just like tomorrow, Ben?
Oh, definitely. We get a lot of farmers that help us out here, obviously in a small town. So they all band together and come in and, you know, the small committee a big hand leading up to the race day. Obviously, we've been trying to, you know, get the grounds as green as possible, you know, as much as we can. So everything looks quite good here just on the course. But the further afield you go, just out to the town, it's fairly dry, So.
Understand. You had your recent meeting. Was that successful for you leading into the big Canola Cup day tomorrow?
Yeah, last Sunday we had 9 races. We had 4 heats, 4 good heats. the four winners were basically probably standouts in each one. Leaders won, and then there was one that came from last down the outside. Basically, the four winners were in within about a second of each other, you know, in the mile rate. So they're all very close. The draw, you know, it probably says, you know, David Drewitt's probably got the leader in Major Comment. The favourite, which is Brad Hewitt, Hurricane Roy, I think he's going to be very hard to beat. He was very impressive and probably went under a bit of a hole to the line. And Brad, basically, he's got a couple in it. So it's looking quite, yeah, like a very good final as it is every year.
And the draw does, you know, throw up little things. Hurricane Roy's got to come from inside that second row, Ben.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure if he steps up to the front line with because there's two reserves on the inside of him. He may step up. I'd have to check on that. I'm not sure. But, yeah, it does throw it wide open. And there'll be plenty of speed on, as there is every year. The track will be lightning fast. They're putting plenty of water on it. So the track committee there is doing a great job. And the support races, we're probably down on numbers compared to previous years. But, you know, the drought obviously affects a lot of people. And there may not be as many horses around. But the quality is quite, you know, is outstanding, basically, yeah.
And for people that are looking for something to do that might be in your area or just listening to Sky Sports Radio, looking for something to do on a public holiday, you know, you've got everything lined up for them apart from the racing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's basically a picnic atmosphere. You know, basically the kids have got, you know, face painting, jumping castles, teacup rides, there's fashion parades, there's bouncing pony races. So, you know, it's a fun-filled day for the kids and the family all day. So, well, you know, basically after the last, there's plenty more to do in the after party as well. So they sort of kick on for quite a while and enjoy themselves.
So it doesn't wrap up quickly after the last. They hang around after the last at 4:23, do they?
Yeah, they normally hang around. Normally until about 8 o'clock, I sort of start to push everyone away. You know, everyone's got to go to work the next day. So we sort of close up around about 8 o'clock and... yeah, so we've got a bit of tea on here for them as well, you know, starting from about 5 to 6 o'clock, so that'll make them hang around a little bit longer, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, mate, we wish you the very best. The Canola Cup, sponsored by Lexus of Parramatta, is race 7 tomorrow at 3:48. And he's come back to the Sky team regularly, but he's driving out there as we speak, Mark McNamara. He loves getting to Yugara.
Yeah, definitely. Mark's great. He's been around with us for quite some years now, and he enjoys himself out here, so he's one of the best race callers around, so he really makes the race bounce, basically, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. First race at 12:20 tomorrow. We'll have a full coverage here on Sky Sports Radio, and Mark will join us on the whip around tomorrow morning between 11 and 11:30 with his best bets and his cup fancy as well. Good on you, Ben. Hope it's a big day for the club tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Good on you. Ben Greenhow there from the Yugara Club. And Simon, there's nothing like a country meeting, and on a public holiday Monday, if you're in the area, get out there and support the club, because a lot of people are going through hard times with the drought, and we need to support these clubs and the participants when we can.
Definitely, Andrew. Having a look at the fixed odds for the feature tomorrow. Hurricane Roy is the favourite for the Hewitts at $2.80. Over Redbank Cooper at $4.60, and then Major Comment and Dark Terror, who are both at $5. We've got Luke McCarthy standing by. Ben's here, joins us on Pacing Rewind now. Luke, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Luke, what a night last night at Tabcorp Park, Melton. I know you're on the way home. You've passed Albury heading home to get the horses home, because, it is a reasonably quick turnaround from last night into the Victoria Cup this Saturday night.
Yeah, it's just to back up with the week, but we just take the horses home and get them back in their normal environment. Got the water walker and all that stuff at home, so it's a pretty good trip. We stable at Shepparton. Only 7 hours from Chet back to Cobbity, so it's a good run.
Yep, understand. Well, last night the feature race was the Smoking Up Sprint at Melton, and Cash and Flow. You had to push out initially, but the horse just seems to relax once you got to the lead.
Yeah, he's got high speed, and I sort of thought we'd be quick enough to lead. And off his trial last week, he just trialled sensational and had a lot of confidence with him going into last night, and thought if he found the front, he'd take some catching, and he went super.
So you kicked around the bend, mate.
Yeah, he travelled really good, and I think, you know, you see a fair bit like them horses that do race at Meningo a lot, especially them hard miles, sort of really toughens them up, and, you know, dropping back around the smaller track at Melton, he done it really easy.
Yeah, he did, because he finishes at 150.8, one-tenth of a second outside the record. He's the second fastest time set at Melton, and you basically set up the last 50. Didn't you realise you were so that close, Luke?
No, I didn't. I should have let him stride off it earlier.
Maybe. I mean, the times are sensational, Luke. 27.7, 27.4, down the back in 28.6, and you ran home still in 27.8. So, I mean, he just ran so impressively. From an opportunity of next week in the Victoria Cup, we'll talk about these runners, but where do you put Cash and Flow into the race now?
Oh, look, he has to be a really good chance. Andrew, I do think best form is probably over the mile, but being 2200 at Melton, not that much further. It's not like it's the 2700 metre run, yep, like the Hunter Cup. So, you know, it's still kind of a sprint race, and I think he'll handle it, and he's got to be one of the main chances.
Obviously, around the Victoria Cup, three or four runners for your team and Craig Crosses are going to be in the race, or could, you know, strong chances of running in there. The big story is Bling It On, the way that it came back the other night, though, Luke. Is the horse a definite for the Victoria Cup?
Oh, 100%, yeah. He come through the run in Sydney last week super, and he'll be ready to go for next week.
I guess having such a long break, how did he come through with it? Did he cope with it well?
Yeah, he did. He's a really smart horse. He, you know, right through his career, he's like obviously been at home since he was a 2-year-old and raced at that top level. He's that smart. He just takes care of himself. You know, if he has a hard run, he'll lay down the paddock for a day. And if he's had a really hard run, he'll lay down for 2 days. But, you know, and then by the third day, he's up and about. But, like, he never laid down once on Sunday. He's run around the paddock good as gold. The run didn't hurt him one bit. So he's come through that really good. And, yeah, we're looking forward to the Vic Cup next week.
Alter Orlando has proven itself. It's been placed at the highest level. It's another one that could run in the Victoria Cup.
Yeah, he's going really good. He was second in the Group 1 in Brisbane behind Colt 31. And then he won the free-for-all in Sydney there last start, beating Tiger Tara and a good field. And he had a trial at the Meningo on Monday. He trialled in 150.2 with plugs in. So, you know, he's at the top of his game, and he'll be a massive chance in the race.
And what about Cruz Bromac? We saw him down there recently in Victoria in the Kilmore Cup.
Yeah, we were thrilled with his run at Kilmore. We sort of put him in it just to see where he'd be at. If he'd handle that level and over the distance. He won the week before in Sydney over the mile, going good time in 150 and change. And, you know, like he was 5 lengths off him at the bell, and, you know, done all the work, hard up the 3-wide line and finished right outside Ken Carlo's wheel. So if he'd have drawn where he sat behind the leader, he probably gives him a shake, but he would be nominated as well.
So, the stable have got, with Craig Cross and yourself, Alter Orlando, Bling It On, Cash and Flow, and Cruz Bromac, that could be all in the race. The next obvious is, no. Is it down to barriers, or do you stick with one?
I'll drive Bling It On for sure, Andrew.
Yeah, okay. You're very much committed to a horse that, at the quality of like him, because, well, I don't know, what will Craig do with the others there? I guess there'll be no shortage of people trying to get on him.
Yeah, well, Todd will have the choice of whichever one he wants, and then we'll work it out after that.
Yep, understand. I mean, you look at the market, Cash and Flow's the $4 tab favourite, Alter Orlando at $5, San Carlo at $5, Buster Brady at $6.50 with Cruz Bromac, Bling It On right there at $7.50. So, I mean, they're all right in the race. It could simply come down to the draw.
Yeah, the draw always plays a big part in it, but, you know, it'll just depend on, you know, who gets the right run and see how we go.
Yep, understand. And you mentioned, you know, you're stabled when you come down here, you like to get the horses back home. I guess the highway between Melbourne and Sydney is pretty solid, that you can get on the road and get going.
Yeah, it's such a good trip. And, you know, Clayton and Emma do it a lot with their horses, get them back in their own environment. And a lot of the thoroughbreds, they think you park do it a lot. And, you know, so now they'll just get home and get back into their normal routine.
Understand. And we should mention last night at Melton, also Cullenburn and Wrangler both won. So it was a treble for you and Cray Cross last night.
Yeah, they're both nice horses. Andrew Cullenburn won the Carousel earlier in the year, and he's got a lot of ability. He went quite good. And Wrangler's just a lovely horse, just a real nice racehorse.
Understand. All right, well, mate, it's going to be a week of intrigue around the Victoria Cup. We'll wait and see what Todd decides to do, but you're clearly driving Bling It On, the Victoria Cup Saturday night at Tabcorp Park at Melton. And on the pace this week, Monday to Friday at 10:30, we'll keep our listeners right up to date as well. Thanks a lot, Luke.
Yeah, no worries, guys. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Luke McCarthy on the way home. Simon, it's an ongoing racing game, this one, isn't it? The horses return home. But, gee, that market, Cray Cross and Luke McCarthy, it is going to be a strong race for Cray Cross with the runners as he's got. Our Uncle Sam's in the market at $7. It will be interesting. I think I heard through the week that maybe the horse doesn't go there. But Brittany Graham's back tomorrow morning. Simon, 10:30 on a public holiday. She'll be on at 10:30 with all the latest around that and all the other news on the pace.
Shadow Sachs is the South Australian Cup winner, is it?
It is. Will be interesting, Simon. In that race last night, it got three back the inside, and when they would have liked to have built up to run on in the smoke and up sprint behind Cash and Flow, it just couldn't get a run in the straight. You know, it just couldn't quicken up the last couple of 100 metres when things opened up, and a horse like My Kiwi Mate came past it to run third. So I'd say they'll back it up, Emma Stewart. It's right there at $11, but it just needs to get a far better run than where it was last night.
Right, Ben. Well, we'll leave it there, I guess. You watch the grand final later.
We'll watch it tonight, all the action right through the day. We'll have market updates galore here on Sky Sports Radio right through the afternoon. And Simon will be on air. Public holiday racing will be on air at 6:30 tomorrow morning.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Have a good afternoon.
Same to you, mate.
It's 10:50 in just a moment. Mick Cowley with Chasing Rewind.
Sky Sports Radio hopes you're enjoying this long weekend of racing and sport. The Big Sports Breakfast will talk to the NRL Grand Final winners when Laurie Daly and Terry Kennedy return Tuesday morning from 5:30 on Sky Sports Radio. Aquas Farm presents over 20 quality two-year-old colts this October at the Magic Millions two-year-olds in training zone. A draft with real sire power. Sires of over 35 Group 1 winners represented, with progeny earnings over $400 million in prize money. And quality assured with pre-training completed at our world-class facilities at Aquas Farm Queensland. For more information and regular updates on the Aquas draft, visit aquasfarm.com/sales.
I'm Rhonda from Sydney. On Deck is the best service I've ever had from anywhere. I got the loan I needed to help me with the big move, and I received the funds overnight. The team are so professional and pleasant to deal with.
Finance for small businesses can be slow, but not with On Deck. You could be approved in 2 hours, and your dedicated loan specialist will support you every step of the way. Call us on 1800 676 652, and the phone will be answered in seconds. Or visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Hi there, Sydney Traffic Update here with absolutely nothing to report. All lanes clear on the M5 East, General Holmes Drive, even Oxford Street. Where is everyone? Hang on, a huge crowd over at Royal Randwick. Of course, it's the Tab Everest. Clearly, it's the only place to be.
The Tab Everest, the world's richest race on turf. Saturday, 19th of October, Royal Randwick. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world,
but Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
And Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales is on the line now. Mick, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. How are you today?
Yeah, not too bad. It's been another wonderful week with the build-up to the $1 million chase final, which is less than a fortnight away now.
Mate, it's getting close now, that's for sure. We've got semi-finals next Friday night. We had the last round of qualifiers last night, the city qualifiers, where we had six heats. All six winners got through, and the two fastest seconds made up the 64 qualifiers that we now do have for the semi-finals. The six heats, four of those were won by Victorians, so they left it late to come and win a few of our races. Victorians were Kurt Lee and Waging War, both out of the Glen Round Kennel, and they incredibly both got the same time, 29.83, which was the best of the night. Phil Smith's eight ball led off the one and led a merry dance in 29.91, leading throughout, as I said. And that was its first look at the track. So Phil thinks that it will improve after that. And the other Victorian to win was Slingshot Hammer for Rob Camilleri, one in 29.87. And for Rob and his partner, Deb Coleman, that means they've now got four qualifiers into the semi-finals. So a pretty handy effort from their kennel. The other two heats were won by locals, Nangar Cash from Mick Hardman and Barry Gibbons' trained Galaxy Banner. She got through as well. So they were the six winners. The two fastest second dogs to get through, Simon, were Black Signature Victorian and Aston Duke, Jason McKay's dog. So they were the eight dogs to make it through the semifinals. They joined the 56 that qualified through the regionals, and we now have our eight semifinals for this Friday night.
Yeah, terrific. We're hoping to get in touch with Peter Lagogiani, who, of course, won the inaugural running of the Million Dollar Chase last year. Let's take in a replay now. Mystic Riot's win from 12 months ago. Yeah, that was the Battler's great call last year of the Million Dollar Chase final. We're still trying to get in touch with Peter Lagogiani, Mick, so unable to get him just for the moment. But in front of a big crowd there, and all of the fans up in the stands with their Mystic Riot hats on were very, very happy.
It was a fantastic night there. And after a heavy downpour, and we had to actually go back a race from memory, and but didn't deter anyone. The fans did turn up. It was a great night and fantastic result, as you said. You know, Mystic Riot there. And, of course, Mystic Riot has made it through to the semis again this year, Simon. So, yeah, Pete's very excited about that. And when I did speak to him a bit earlier this morning, he's reasonably excited about the box draw too. Mystic Riot has come up in the semi-finals with box eight. He wanted to have her boxed out wide, and he certainly got his wish there, coming up with the 80. In a tough heat, tough semi, apologies. They'll all be tough, yeah. The 64 dogs that are remaining, they're all good dogs who have made it this far. And, yeah, Mystic Riot's going to find it tough, drawn in against the likes of Black Opium, Black Forge, Waging War, who I mentioned won last night in the best of the night. Western Envoy from Victoria, Jeff Britton's dog's going very well. And Painted Picture, the casino winner of the regional final up there, it's also going well. So they're all in that semi-final. It'll be semi-final number one, actually, on the night, race four on the program. And, yeah, as I said, it's a fantastic race, very difficult. But Mystic Riot's, it's got its draw. It's certainly got a real chance.
Which semi-final will Federal Lily go out in?
And she's drawn in the third one, and again, that's another tough one. But she's come up with a good box. She's drawn box one.
Were they disappointed last night? I guess they would have been running fourth from box two there. And the question, I suppose, has to be asked if she's completely sound and back from that leg injury she had.
Well, she's spoke to Pete after the race, and he wasn't that disappointed. He said, yeah, her thing is when she leads, when she's able to get away in front, that's when she's at her best. And Damn Slippery led her last night. And look, she battled on reasonably well. There's some good dogs in that race. Yeah, Good Odds Harada, obviously. It was only her third run back after quite a long time with that injury, only third run back over 500. So she's getting a bit of fitness. Pete basically declared that that's this is the grand final this week. He said, yeah, you've got to, this is the one they've got to win. The week after, if they get through, then it comes down to luck and box draw and things like that, as the case was last year with Mystic Rite. So look, he's certainly hopeful. As I said, she's in a tough semi. She's drawn the red, which is great, but she's also got 8 Ball, that Victorian that won last night. They've got Smith's dog that will improve. And out there in box 7, good odds Harada, Frank Herzog, and good odds Harada is just absolutely flying at the moment. First run for about 4 weeks last night, and got the cash again in 29.85. So it's certainly not just one to be a chance in the semis, but certainly one for the series. Real good contender.
And you've got to win the semi to get through to the final, don't you? It'll just be the 8 winners that go in.
Absolutely right. It's eight semis, 8 winners only, so it's literally cutthroat, sudden death. The one dog that will, I'm sure, firm up in the markets when the markets are reassessed and they're out a bit later today for the series will be Jason McKay's Get a Gizmo, regional final winner at the Gardens in Fast Time, came out last night. Tardy at the start, but absolutely powered home in Fast Time to win there last night. And he's come up with box 8 in the second last of the semis on Friday night. And whilst there's obviously some good dogs in there, there's Awesome Catch, the Victorian. I mean, one in particular has drawn box 3. You would say that this is a really winnable semi for Get It Gizmo. So really great chance to advance. And yeah, as I said, it came in the second favourite after winning the Newcastle regional final, so I'd imagine it might trim up a little bit more.
And I don't think we're going to get to Peter, unfortunately, Mick. We've tried a few times now, but he must be busy this morning.
He was busy when I did speak to him. He was cleaning the kennels. He forgot to wind his clock forward, so he'd been up since the crack of dawn and was working very hard, but. Mate, not to worry at all. The other one that I did want to mention there, Simon, is of course the series favourite, Feral Frankie.
Yeah, we haven't spoken about Feral Frankie. So which semi is he in on Friday night?
He's come up in semi number 2, and he's drawn box 4. So that's making it interesting to start with. We know that he's not a fantastic beginner, and he's got a couple of speedy ones drawn inside him. He's got Kurt Lee, dog that absolutely flew out, ran 5.39 for its first sectional last night, which is low flying. It's drawn in box 3. Slingshot Hammer, another winner from last night, drawn box 1. And there's Galaxy Banner out wide as well. Kraken Spike's going well at the moment. So it's a tough semi. Got to hope that Feral Frankie does get through, because I know there's a lot of support out there for him, and fingers crossed he does. But it'll be interesting to see where he ends up at the first turn, if he can chase along and track through dogs like Kirkley.
Gee, where's that? It's had a cat amongst the pigeons if he didn't make the cut and was shunted at the first corner from the squeeze there and wasn't there in 2 weeks' time.
And that would be a bit of a shock. If fingers crossed that won't be the case. I know there's quite a big fan club that are looking to get out there on grand final night and cheer the Feral along.
Right, now I'm trying to find the futures market for the MDC final, but it's not up at the moment, so they must be reshuffling it. I'd imagine, though, that Feral Frankie is still at the top of the market and still favourite.
Look, I'd imagine, so as you said, they're probably reshuffling after the semis have been drawn. You'd imagine Feral Frankie to still be there. Shimmer Shine is the other one we haven't touched on, the Victorian dog. Perfectly drawn in box 8 in semi-final number 4. Bucks Future's drawn the 1 in that. Bucks Future's a very good dog when it has the red at Wentworth Park. And Good Odds Buddy, a brother of Feral Frankie, a brother of Good Odds Harada. It's come up with a 3, so that's another hot semi. But Shimmer Shine would be favourite, I'd imagine, to take that out. So I'd imagine the 3 at the top of the market will pretty much be Shimmer Shine, Feral Frankie, and Get It Gizmo will be the big firm as well.
Well, outside of the big build-up to the $1 million chase final, Mick, is there anything else happening around the state over the next 7 days?
Mate, there's plenty around. There's always lots of racing, that's for sure. The focus is obviously Wentworth Park on Friday night, and it will be a huge night. There's also 3 heats at the Sydney Cup. We'll get to see Tornado Tears, the track record holder at Wentworth Park, who'll come up north to contest those. So there's 3 heats there. They'll be the first 3 races on Friday night, then followed by the 8 semi-finals of the $1 million chase. As there's also the Adelaide Cup, we shouldn't forget that. That's also run on Friday night over there in South Australia. And yeah, Hooked on Scotch and Seneki, they'll be the two that will be competing for that. I think they're near enough to joint favourites at the moment, Simon, so that'll be a clash in itself.
Tornado Tears is getting close to seven figures. He's $755,000 in earnings now. It's extraordinary. That's 29 wins from 47.